The president and first lady were in Atlanta today speaking at the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Abuse Summit. GPB's Robert Jemison was there.
President Trump provided an update on what his administration has done to address opioid abuse since declaring a public health emergency in 2017. He touted more access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone and highlighted the coordinated effort between the White House and Congress. The president also talked about the importance of border security to stop drugs from entering the country, prescription take-back programs, and increased funding for medication-assisted treatment programs. He received a standing ovation when he talked about the role faith community plays in battling the opioid crisis.
Critical to this effort is my administration's strong support for faith-based initiative. America is a nation that believes in the power of prayer and the strength of fellowship. And we believe in the grace of God.
With 130 Americans dying each day from drug overdoses, the president said that his administration has secured $6 billion in new funding to help fight the epidemic over the next 2 years. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.